The best advice I received as a writer was to go and get a job. And the funny thing is, I did it without even thinking about it. The reason why this was the best advice is, one, it gives you the opportunity to go and get some life experience. I was a picture editor for 10 years, working from hard news to features. It was the hub of information. It was really inspiring. It made me feel busy and confident, which isn't something that comes easily as a writer. And it made me feel like I was good at working. All of this is invaluable, especially when you sit down to actually write. Secondly, it takes off the financial strain, so you can think and write on the side, which I did evenings and weekends. This worked really well for about 3 years until the writing took over, and then I had to make a really tough decision. I was torn between two jobs I really loved. They say don't quit your day job, so I didn't take that piece of advice and quit my day job as a picture editor to write full time. Sometimes in life you have to give it everything so you know you gave it your best shot, and this was my time to be brave. I had to choose writing because this was more than just a job. It was something I was passionate about, and I felt I owed it to myself and my art to explore that further. I quit my full-time job at the Financial Times 5 years ago after being commissioned to write my second full-length play, No Guts, No Heart, No Glory. That play and my first play, Hourglass House, were based on testimonies from real people and real stories. I attribute the success of these two shows to my journalistic work experience and process. It made my work richer, but also helped me to understand people, their lives, and the type of stories they want to tell. My interest in news and current affairs made me fine-tune my knowledge of issues that affect us in the times we live in, anchoring my work in reality, making my work not only diverse and rich, but also relevant. Though I have felt a lot poorer and a bit more disorganised, I have not regretted quitting my job. I still freelance occasionally, and more recently have thought about going back to some full-time work just to take a break from writing full-time. It can be lonely and intense, and when you lose self-confidence, having some structure and normality to your life can help. Having other things to occupy your time and brain can be really useful, and I think it's really important to give yourself the time and space to let the writing come to you rather than always chasing it.